Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone, go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Store, Google Store, download our app, or go Alexa, enable Devil Radio, and you go Alexa, play Devil Radio. That's all you have to do. All you have to do, and you carry with you Devil Radio 24/7. Excellent reception wherever you go. Favorite shows. We also have a link on our website that you requested help support Devil Radio. You know, you may think, okay, look, there's something like what, 80 conservative radio stations around the state broadcasting into the state, and then just Devil Radio on the other side. Okay. If you want to support Devil Radio, you wanted to support this point of view, support Devil Radio. Okay. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison. Luke, you were at the mic, my friend.
Yeah, one quick thing, too, before we jump to Dick. One awesome note that is going on right now, between now and September 27th, we have had a very generous donor offer to match every contribution made to the station between now and September 27th, 927. Fun, Devil Radio Day, September 27th. So every donation up to $10,000 will be matched by this very generous donor. So if you're looking to support the station, you want to keep hearing these views aired on the broadcast, go check out that link that Matt was just talking about. Go to devilradio927.com, support the station, and your donation will go twice as far until 2 weeks from yesterday. So 927.
Excellent. Outstanding. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to the lines. We're going to go right now. First, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, to the justice for January 6th rally, in my mind, if there would have been justice to some of these people, and it should have happened by now, we wouldn't even be talking about this one this weekend, because some of these people should be already in prison. And ultimately, I believe these people are cowards to begin with. And all of this Trump stuff seems to be dwindling. The pillow man, did you see that nonsense? They were expecting 10,000 people. He had about 300. It's dwindling. It really is. But now's the time to put it out like a bad habit, you know, squash a cigarette on the ground. These people, I don't think this would be happening this weekend if some of them from January 6th would have actually been doing time by now.
Right. Dick, excellent comments, and I'll get to those in a second. Next is Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind?
Good morning, Matt. I heard your last caller. Some of them, in fact, are in prison and are being prosecuted as we speak. They're screaming and hollering. And if that's not enough, our buddy Ron, Russian Ron Johnson, was on the news this morning questioning Biden and handling the Afghan situation. I want to ask him just once, why did Trump release 5,000 Taliban fighters when people told him not to do it? That's why he's against the Pentagon. That's why he's against the CIA, FBI when they impeached him. If they don't agree with Trump, they just want to get rid of these people, but their credibility is gone. And to your last caller's point, they're going to be crushed out like a cigarette. They don't even abide by the Constitution anymore. They threw that out the window years ago. So thanks again for letting me speak my piece. Have a good day, Matt.
Yeah, no, good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, and let me hit that. And Mark, first of all, this January 6th thing, this reprise of it on Saturday, the thing to me is there'll be a lot of security there. But the tragedy is this is our democracy, and we have to put up fencing again and police to guard the Capitol from these guys. They guard the Capitol. They were criminals. 600 of them got prosecuted, a lot for simply trespass and misdemeanors, but a lot on felonies. They beat up cops. They beat up cops. Absolutely. And what Bill is saying is very, very true. They're trying to change the discussion in Afghanistan. Trump ordered the release of 5,000 people. It wasn't just Taliban. It was ISIS, too. These are murderers that are going around torturing civilians now and raping 12-year-old girls. Trump released them. The Afghan president didn't want them released. And then Trump goes, we're going to be out by May 1st. And that's when the Taliban started to move through the country. Biden comes in cleaning up after Trump. You can say Biden should have done this or that. Let me tell you something. He was cleaning up a mess and he's doing his best. And Ron Johnson is a guy, our senator, who attacked our own FBI and CIA. Say he doesn't trust him. He trusts Trump. Trump said he trusts Putin over the CIA and the FBI. The Republican Party right now is a clear and present danger to this country. Not that the Republican voters, they're good people. No, no. The leadership. The leadership are servile to Putin, hate our own intelligence services, and are standing up for people who committed felonies and beat up cops. This is America. We shouldn't put up with that. Okay, now we're going to Mark of the SAC, my friend. Mark from the SAC, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, you brought up again that the prosecutions that they're going on, some of it is simple trespass. I mean, they were all engaged in, you know, that you go charging to the Capitol like that under those circumstances, it should be a little bit more, that even that criminal trespass charge should net you 6 months in jail under those circumstances, because you knew darn well what you were doing, what you intended to do when you were there. You just didn't get a chance to get away to the mischief you intended on doing. however many thousands of people that went into that Capitol that day, they should have been arrested as they exited out the door. That and it is just ridiculous that they weren't. And
right. You're making an excellent point, and that is everybody's now going. Trump is going, and there's going to be a rally on Saturday. That's going to go there. Patriots, this is a justice rally. They beat up cops. They beat them up. There were hundreds of them. There weren't enough cops. They propped them up against the wall and beat the hell out of them, threw them down the stairs, dragged them down the stairs with their heads bouncing off the stairs. These are police officers. One guy says, I have kids. If he hadn't said that, they would have kicked them to death. Let's stand up. Let's stand up for America. Let's stand up for Wisconsin. We settle our differences in elections. We don't settle in it by beating up cops. Okay, thanks a lot for calling. Now, next we go to Pizza Box Mike, my friend. Thanks for calling my co-host, Pizza Box Mike.
All eyes on Texas as the finger of God approaches, and the governor's got everybody ready for the hurricane. His message to Texas was, be cautious. And of course, Senator Ted Cruz has already got tickets for Cancun. Who would live in Texas right now? Who would want to live there except for the morons? We need to do single-payer health care so that we can open up treatment centers for all the Trumpaholics.
Yeah, no, you have a powerful voice, Pizza Box Mike, and it's going to be heard some more in this radio station. I'll tell you, you know, the thing about Texas, you got to screen out two things. The people of Texas and the leadership of Texas, the right-wing Republican leader. The people of Texas are fine people. They're great people. There are a lot of guys in the Navy from Texas, the best, terrific guys, friends of mine. It is their leadership that is diseased. This guy Abbott, you know, people like Ted Cruz. I mean, they're not only hypocritical, they're killing their own people. Right on the money on that one. Thanks a lot for calling. Next in line is Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Going, Matt, as always, thank you for taking my call. Thanks for what you do. You get the truth out there. Trump is no less than a Benedict Arnold. That's who he is. Tried to overthrow the election results. It's just a disgusting, disgraceful thing. I don't know who the Republican Party is anymore. I have no clue. As far as Texas goes, Pizza Box, there is one city that I would recommend, and that's Austin. That's pretty cool. But other than that, yeah, you can have it. I want to go back to one subject that is really galling in my opinion, and I mentioned this a couple times before. Last Wednesday there was an article about SSM Healthcare, St. Mary's Hospital, if you will. The Republicans need to go in there, of course they better mask up and stuff, and visit these ICU units where these COVID people are dying and see what the hell they're doing to the healthcare in this country. They're trying to destroy it. These nurses are working real hard every day in and day out, to save people's lives. And yet these people will not get on board with the vaccine and the mask. And it could very well bring down, it imposes on my freedom and your freedom, Matt. It's not safe in a lot of instances to go out in public. So I've just had it with these people and this Delta virus. And there may be another one coming down the road here. So thanks for letting me vet this morning. Right. It just pees me off to no end. Call a nurse and thank her or something today. I don't know. It just galls me to think what the Republicans are doing to the nursing profession. Thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah, good point. And you know what they're doing to kids, too, because 25% of the new infections are kids. They're kids, 25%, because the Republicans don't want mask mandates in schools. Okay, kids. And so what do we do about all this? Well, let me tell you something. Remember, and I said, too, Mississippi, even all these Republican states, they have vaccine mandates. They have vaccine mandates for mumps, measles, polio, whooping cough, about three or four other things. And they don't even permit religious or conscientious objections in Mississippi. Okay. Look, here's the thing. You hit your nail on the head on something, and I got to talk about it quickly. One is this. It hits other people's rights, okay? It hits other people's rights. Guy comes to me and says, I don't want to have bypass surgery. I go, okay, I wish you would. You're a good guy, but you don't want to have bypass surgery. It's your business. Guy comes to me and says, I have cancer, and I don't want to take chemo or radiation, and I want it to play out. Okay. I say, I'm sorry to hear that, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is that that's up to you. But a guy comes to me and says, I have a communicable disease that is going to spread through kids who can't get vaccines because they're under 12 and their parents won't let them wear masks. And the governor fines people for mask mandates. I go, no, that ain't working. No, that ain't working. You want to work for a company of over 100 employees? You're going to get a vaccine. You're not going to get a job. You want to work for a hospital? You got to work, get a vaccine, or you ain't going to work. Okay. Period. End of story. You want to go to school? You're going to wear a mask. You're going to wear a mask or get out of there. Get out of there. That's not just making a personal decision on bypass surgery. That's not making a personal decision on chemo and radiation. That's making a personal decision to kill somebody else. You don't have the right to kill somebody else. Okay, we're coming up on a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. If you're on the line, I will get back to you right after the break. Our lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio right after the break.